from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, the spending, explain this to me. It's why you're earning the big bucks. See, for the month, it's down, but for the quarter, it was up. So are we worried or not? What's going on?
I think we should continue to be a little bit worried. I mean, we've had lots of data out this week. It's all giving us a window into the sort of strength of the economy over Q3. And I did reflect yesterday on the fact that we don't get this Q3 GDP number until the 18th of December, which, you know, just feels like forever, doesn't it? So yesterday, yeah, we got more data on spending. So we've recently had insights into spending. We had the ANZ card spending data. We spoke about that. We've had the Paymark numbers. Yesterday, Stats New Zealand released electronic card transaction data for September. So here we go. At the headline, spending in retail industries decreased. Yeah, you didn't mishear that. Decreased. It fell 0.5%. Spending in core retail industries fell 0.4%. Now, that 0.5% fall in the retail reverses a 0.6% gain in August. So we got one step forward and then one step back. The annual changes here, Mike, in total card spending is 1%, total retail spending 1% up. So that's value, remember. So there's obviously price changes in there. Core retail spending annual change up 1.4%. So inflation really eating up all of that and more. So these numbers are anemic, Mike, and particularly if you look at them on a per capita basis, they are anemic. So, you know, I keep talking, if you're looking for the flickers, if you're looking for the glimmers in this data, it's a pretty tough job, let alone looking for green shoots. There's really no evidence of any shift here, Mike, in domestic demand. I mean, if I look at the breakdown, consumables, durables, apparel, all of these categories look fairly sick, that they all fell. And durables, I guess, is notable because it sort of relates to the housing market. If the housing market's strong, then people are buying fridges and washing machines and that sort of stuff. Well, it fell 0.8%, which suggests that, you know, house prices, sales, building, etc., doesn't have much strength. But, Mike, there's a but at the end of this. There is a flicker. It's a little one. Hospitality, Mike, yes. Up 22 million, 1.5%. Something's happening in hospitality, Mike. I don't know whether it's travel-related, whether it's visitor-related, but it gained 1.5% last month as well. So, look, that's great to see, but in total, the numbers are still subdued. I think that's the latest word.
All right, let's
subdued.
Use it. Yeah, fair enough. Subdued it is. You talk about fridges in the housing market. So what do we see? Outside of Central Otago, is anyone doing anything?
Look, there are pockets of this data that I'm quite liking to see. So this is the monthly dose of data from Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, house price data, sales, etc. And look, Mike, I haven't brought it up for a while, but we do have a bet on, which I think it's almost a done deal.
I'm almost ready to concede. I mean, I think, to be frank, I could have conceded probably in April.
Yeah, probably.
I misread it shockingly.
My only concern, Mike, is will there be any restaurants still left open in Auckland by the time we get there?
That's a good question.
So this is the house price index. Housing market value nationwide has lifted 0.2%. Now, that's not the monthly number. That's the annual number, 0.2%. And it is a tale of two markets in many senses. Auckland year-on-year house price index down 1%, but ex-Auckland up 0.9%. So the housing market's effectively stood still for 12 months. And yet no surprises. You called it when you look at the regional data. The top three regions all in the South Island. Southland up 5.7% annual. Canterbury 2.8, Otago 2.5. So you've got these divides, Auckland, ex-Auckland, north, south, urban, rural. I mean, those are all the divides. Here's a bit of data that I do like, though, Mike. Sales are increasing. That's a critical element of working through high levels of supply. And I'm talking about an overhang, getting rid of the overhang. So nationally, sales up 3.1%. Again, healthier outside the big smoke of Auckland. But this is the number I think that's really important. Median days to sell. It's dropped 6 days. That's significant. So we're churning through the overhang a little bit quicker. And that's both in and outside of Auckland. So it's at 43 days. There's 31,000 properties for sale. I think QV data was out yesterday as well. It sort of supports the general thesis of what's going on here too.
Just super quick, the OBR change going to make any difference?
No, I don't think it will, but it's at the margin and it's a positive move. So the RBNZ released a bulletin yesterday. They noted the impact of the debt-to-income ratios that bought in. They sort of pointed out that debt-to-income ratios work together with loan-to-valuation ratios, and because it's all working okay at the moment and they're bedded in the DTIs, they're now going to drop some of the LVRs. Yeah. But it is at the margin, so it means the banks can lend a little bit more at the LVRs. So it's a positive move, but probably only at the margin. That's effective December the 1st. first as well, by the
way. Righto, numbers, please.
So the Dow Jones is up 355 points, which is 0.75%, 46,422. Oh, note, Mike, we're going to keep a count on this now. We're at day 14 of the US government shutdown. And the longer it goes, the less we talk about it. Have you noticed that? The S&P 500, 6666, up 12 points, 0.18%. The NASDAQ, though, just down slightly, 22,648. That's down 46 points, 0.2%. FTSE 100, gain 10, 9452, so small gain there. The Nikkei, still a few political ructions there. It's given up a lot of those gains we talked about. It's down 1,241 points overnight, 2.58%, 46,847. Shanghai Composite down 0.62, 3865. So the Aussies gained 0.19% yesterday on the ASX 200, 8899. And the NZX 50 lost just over 0.5%, 13,277. The Kiwi, I was going to call the Kiwi dollar a bad word, but it's fell below 57 cents overnight, 0.5717. Languishing, 0.8810 against the Aussie, 0.4923 euro, 0.4291 pounds, 86.72 Japanese yen. 4.2. Yeah, you're not mishearing me. 4.2. Yeah, I was going to call it the Kiwi peso, but this probably I shouldn't do that, should I? Because that's, you know, that's.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, gold. $4,144, just keeps going. And Brent crude, here we go, positive to finish there, $62.48.
I'll take that. Well done, Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.